Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. I'm not against monogamy, so let's talk about that. I'm having an urge, and all of a sudden, I'm just back in hunting mode. That's the problem. That's the problem with a lot of you guys. You let your dick do the talking. He's just pumping into me, and I am wet and dripping, and you can hear all the sounds. Hello, everyone. All right, let's jump right in. So there's an interesting subject that keeps coming up. I keep getting messages and emails and people asking because, you know, I haven't been podcasting a lot lately. I'm getting all these questions like, have you settled down? Are you being monogamous? And anything, lots of questions related to that, you know, in and around that subject matter. So I thought, you know what? Let me talk about that. Let me answer those questions. First of all, have I settled down? You know, I assume when I'm getting the have you settled down, you know, question, it's kind of like, are you with one person? Are you in love? You know, that kind of thing. I am not with one person. I've always thought I was settled down. I just haven't done that, I guess, in your typical cookie cutter monogamous fashion, you know, not since I've done this podcast. Now, not that I have never done that in my life. Of course I have. I've spent most of my life doing it sort of the traditional way, if you want to look at it from that standpoint. But right now I am just coming off of a really fun summer. I wouldn't say that I was overly active as far as, you know, a lot of partners. I did have I had a few partners, and it was very fun. And these are actually kind of ongoing relationships. So, and I've spoken about these people, and so this is not a mystery as to who they are. But I'm not against monogamy. So let's talk about that. I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all. And as I said, I've spent most of my life, you know, in that mode, in that type of relationship where it's just you and someone else. And I love it. I loved that type of connection and bond. And, you know, when you're with the right person, it's amazing. When you're not with the right person, it's not so great. So I think everybody can relate to what I'm talking about there. It's just strange. I think that the perception is that because I will see multiple people at the same time, that for some reason, you know, I have something personally against monogamy, or that, you know, I just am refusing to settle down, or, you know, something of that nature. It's really not that at all. I'm just going with where I'm at, you know, what's in front of me or who's in front of me, and then the specific dynamics that I have going on. So, you know, as an example, I would say, like, you know, Mr. Big, that's my basically primary relationship, and he's fine with me doing this. And, you know, that's fun for me. I certainly don't have to see other people. I do have very strong attachments, though, to some other people. So that's what really is perpetuating this. But You know, on a different note, and I haven't had this urge for a while, I'm having an urge. And all of a sudden, I'm just back in hunting mode. I don't know if I want some one-offs or some randoms. I'm not sure, but I'm back in hunting mode. And a couple of guys that, you know, we always kind of keep in touch. And, you know, they're kind of saying, hey, let's get together. And I'm not saying no. I'm kind of, you know, I think I'm needing that. I'm wanting that. It helps me, you know, as I've said before, a long time ago, I said, you know, I think a girl needs a pair and a spare so that you just don't fixate on one person too much, because it'll happen. You know, sometimes I need to keep myself a little distracted, just like everybody else. You know, I can fall subject to the same, just where I'm, you know, really all about one person, and maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I need to be a little more open-minded. So that's kind of where I'm at with all this, you know, monogamy and, are you in love? And of course I'm in love. Yes. I have all that. I have all those things going on. And one doesn't, you can have all that and still have the desire, you know, to, I guess, just go outside of one relationship. Again, I think the key here is that it's all open and talked about, and, you know, everybody's on the same page. I mean, I'll admit that I don't share every single detail, you know, with Mr. Big all the time about, you know, maybe like every single date, every single time I see somebody. But in a way I do and I don't. It's really strange. So in a way I do and in a way I don't. So it'll come, you know, it's not like I just say, hey, I'm going to go do this. Sometimes I do. And then other times I just don't mention it. And then it'll come up after the fact, but it's still okay that way too. So I hope that makes sense. Yeah. It's just kind of, you know, that's sort of our guideline. But again, I'm just a big one on honesty. You know, I feel like as adults, we don't have reason, you know, we're not kids anymore. We don't have good enough reason to not be honest with our partners. And whether those, and, you know, even with the casual, like if I see somebody casually, they know what I'm doing. They know what the deal is. They know, oh, hey, you know, I'm having a good time. Would like to, you know, have fun and some great sex, and that I'm, you know, they know what I'm looking for and what I'm not looking for. So I think as long as you're honest about it, you know, I just don't see a problem. And I imagine at some point I won't really want to do this anymore. And it'll probably be around the end of the year when I stop doing the podcast. I'll probably just on its own, it'll probably just dwindle, and, you know, and I won't have the desire to be out there, you know, as I say, quote unquote, hunting. Like all of a sudden that just fired up for me again. I haven't wanted to meet anybody new. I've been very happy with, you know, how things are. And now all of a sudden something's got me fired up. I know what it is, but I'm probably not going to say. I might say later. I'm going to keep that one close to the vest. It'll come out. It'll be one of those things that all of a sudden I get fired up and I just let it rip, and I'll do a podcast about it. But for now, I'm going to keep that one close to the vest. So you can just anticipate that episode coming at some point. But yeah, I'm just like, I've got the vibe. I got the hunger. I don't know what it is. I'm like, yep, let me get back out there. And it's funny. So since I have gotten back out there, all of these, I've forgotten about the things that drove me crazy about being back out there. Just, there's a lot of goofballs. It's a lot of goofy people. And, you know, bless their hearts, they're... They should have sex too. I don't have any problem with them having sex. It's just not going to be with me. And I don't know. The stuff people say, I feel like I should say to the guys out there listening, you know, you don't need to lead with douchiness. It doesn't have to be like, hey, here's a dick pic. Here's, what do you think of my cock? You know, I want to bend you over and bang you like a screen door. In the wind. Of course, you know, I love all that stuff, but it's the timing of it, guys. It's the fucking timing, okay? Just when you're meeting someone, act like you're meeting someone in a traditional way. I mean, just, but of course, like, be normal. Just be freaking normal. Don't, you know, you don't have to lead with, don't let your dick do the talking. Shut that thing up. Put a fucking gag on it. Don't let your dick do the talking. That's the problem. That's the problem with a lot of you guys. You let your dick do the talking in the very beginning, and you're just going to get shut down and go down in flames. And you're missing out on probably a lot of fun. So there's my little public service announcement on that one. Now, I'm also really actively hunting for a couple, and I've zeroed in on a couple, meaning two couples. And yeah, I think I just need to go for it. I need to stop being so heady about it. So I don't know why. And then I'm going to do my, you know, male, male, female. Now, Mr. Big and I have been talking about that a lot. He's got a guy that he wants me to meet. And I guess he was telling him, you know, how much I turn him on and blah, blah, blah. I don't know how they got talking about it, but I don't even know. I guess they were having a drink or chat. Anyway, after work, something like that. And so he was telling him about me and how I want to have, you know, a threesome. And he was saying, well, he might be interested. So I guess I could go the easy route. But I think, I'm sure that we'll do that. We were just talking about it the other day. And I said, we got to make that happen. So I think he's working on it, trying to, you know, get that guy lined up. But I also as well would love to just, you know, get with two fucking hung, big, tall, strapping studs and, you know, let them rail the shit out of me. God, that would be so much fun. Yes, 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 yes. And then I want to take some pictures of it too, but with my camera only. Not theirs, mine. And then I'll share the edited pics because I don't want any faces in there. That's the one thing I want to caution people on is do not, just be careful of what you post and what you put out there. I had somebody ask me the other day I get this a lot. It's not uncommon, you know, like, oh, hey, do you want to chat and share and trade pics? I don't know what all this chat and trade pics is all about. No, why do I want to trade pics with a complete stranger? I have no idea what you look like, who you are, anything about you. Oh, sure. Let me just whip out some pussy pics and send them your way. How's that? Then I can have my face and my pussy just floating around out there in cyberspace. That sounds like a good idea. Gee, why wouldn't I want to do that? I don't know. Well, guys and ladies, ladies, mostly ladies, if you're listening, please think twice about this stuff. Really, you know, if you want to send a cropped photo without your face in it, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But I just caution you, because it will get out there. It will be passed around. I don't know what these guys do with it. Why they just want to, what, are they building a spank bank library? What is it? But maybe there's a big cyber library, spankbank.com. Does that exist? Somebody better get that URL. I don't know. Let me type it in. You know what? Let's just see right now. Does that exist? Spankbank.com. I wouldn't be surprised. Let's give it a look here. Spankbank.com. If not, maybe I'll go to GoDaddy and get it. I often do that sometimes. I will think of clever little names and then I'll go get the URL and just hold on to it, because people will approach you and want to buy it if it's a good one. Let's see, spankbank.com. Let's see here. What do we get? It's loading. I don't know why my internet's going so goddamn slow today. It makes me nuts. That is the pet peeve. That's the bane of my existence, is no internet and slow internet. Here's a little known fact about Layla. Layla has two internets, two completely different networks. That way, if one goes down, I've got the other one. I hate to be without connect. I hate to not be connected. Okay. Oh my God. And as I'm saying this, it's going slow. Hurry the fuck up, you piece of shit motherfucker. Oh, this makes me crazy. Yes, this makes me crazy. This is when I need my yoga. I need to get zen. I need to just calm. And that's why I need a lot of sex and a lot of orgasms. Because I've got all this pent-up tension and all this energy, and I need to put it somewhere. I need to stick my finger in someone's light socket. Okay, it's not even fucking loading. All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'll get back to that when it pops up. Okay. Let's see. What else did I want to cover? Well, I obviously am behind on Q&A. Terribly behind. I'll try to get to that. I need to have another podcast with my favorite friend, Sir Inc. I love him. If you have not checked out his stuff, you really should. Oh, no. Why does it say it's failed to open? Come on, piece of shit. Let's go. All right. You know what? I will do it on my phone. This is a tragedy. Oh, you know what's scary? Now that's fucking scary. I typed it into my computer and I started typing that in. It popped up because it's already telling my phone. You got to be careful about that shit. Like, you know, you start typing something in, you're standing there with somebody and it pulls up like Pornhub because it's already linked to your computer. And it knows the websites you're going to. That's a little scary. All right, let's go here. Come on. Oh, maybe I need to turn the internet off. That's my problem. Just so I can let my plain old data plan pull it up. Oh my goodness gracious. Okay. There's a conspiracy going on right here for me finding out whether or not spankbank.com exists. Damn it. Okay, hold on. Now I got to turn my freaking Wi-Fi off. There we go. Off. Don't tell my phone not to look at that. There we go. Go ahead. Anyway, back to my horniness level. Yes, I'm craving some things. I'm having some cravings. I really, really am. I want my threesomes. I am determined, bound and determined to have those. And it's just been so long since I've been with anybody different, new. that for some reason, I'm just feeling like I want to do that. And I told you, something prompted me. Something definitely got me fired up about doing this. There's a motivation here. There's a reason, a very direct reason. But I am, as I said, keeping that one close to the vest. When I, at some point, I'll come back and spill the beans. But anyhow, oh my word, this spank bank thing is not coming up at all. What's happening? Okay, I've got to stop focusing on that because it will, this, you're seeing exactly what happens to me. Like when I can't, when I'm not connected, I just go crazy. But that's why I get my hour and a half of hot yoga every day. So keeps me in shape and clears my head. Lets me think. Lets me just be me. Not worry about these silly little things like whether or not the internet's going fast enough for me or not. So yes, back to my threesomes. I really want to do that. Especially the two guys. The two guys and then the male and the female. And I really just think that for me, I just want to go be somebody's third. That's going to be so much easier. I would find a girl and try to see like maybe if she wanted to be with Mr. Big and I. I trust Mr. Big. I don't trust anybody else in this to do this with. I just don't. As far as, with another girl, it wouldn't feel right with anybody else but Mr. Big. And I've recently just kind of really realized that, like, it's a trust thing. It's a trust thing. You have to trust the person that you're with. And if you don't, bringing someone else into the mix won't be good. I just totally trust that, you know, with Mr. Big, that would be my experience about me. You know, he's really doing it for me. And that's how I need it to be. And I can't feel comfortable, you know, any other way. Trust is a really, you know, if you're going to have open relationships and you're going to have, just go outside of your primary relationship, or maybe just not have a primary relationship. But if you're seeing more than one person, just trust is super, super key. It makes or breaks all of this. And I am the type of person that, you know, once you've broken that trust, you'll never have it. I mean, you really just won't. I was going to say I'm forgiving, but not forgetful. But the truth is, you know, what I'm realizing about myself is I'm not, when it comes to that one thing, that trust issue with my partner or partners, if you break that trust, it's just something you'll never have, you know. I'll move past it, but I certainly don't forget it. And I certainly don't trust. There's certain aspects, you know, where trust needs to be paramount. And because it isn't, you know, with that person, it's always going to be an issue that rises to the top from time to time. So my best advice to people who want to do this is just be honest. And it's so odd that there's so many people that aren't honest. It really, really, like I said, boggles my mind. When it's a choice and you just don't have to, you don't have to be dishonest. So don't, just don't. Truth, it's a good thing. People don't always want to hear it, and there's a way to be diplomatic about it. You don't have to be mean, but be honest. So there's my two cents. Okay. I don't know if anybody can hear my little dog. She's, again, in the background snoring, as usual. If you hear this little wheezing noise and you're always wondering, like, what the hell is that? I have a little Yorkie poo. And she likes to snore like a man. And it's those little short-nosed breeds. They can be snorers, apparently. All right. What else do we need to cover in this podcast? I don't know. Well, just that there's some definite keep. Stay tuned. I am back. I'm back in the swing of things. I'm getting back in the old proverbial saddle, so to speak. I have some tentative plans coming up. Some stuff penciled in for next weekend. So stay tuned. I think the old Layla that you know and love is, she's going to swing back into action here. I got to get busy before the end of the year, you know, when I shut all this down. And I am shutting all this down. I did also get to the point, by the way, that brings up an interesting point. I saw Cowboy N a bunch of times, several. I've seen him a lot this year. And I also kind of got to the point where I wasn't, I'd bring my microphone and I'd say, okay, we're going to do a podcast. And we wouldn't end up doing it. And it was really, I just didn't feel like I wanted to. I didn't feel like I wanted to share I stopped wanting to share. I just didn't want to share that with anybody. And, you know, I didn't want to put it out there for public consumption. And I mean, I like podcasting with him or in the context of podcasting with somebody that I'm seeing. I like to do that because it's fun. And it also, you know, gives you guys, the listeners, the insight into who these people are, you know, and what they're like and what they're all about. And they're great guys. I don't spend time with douchebags, but just got to the point where, I don't know, you know, we were spending a lot of time together and I just kind of felt like I wanted to keep that little piece private. So I didn't want to share it. But I think next time I see him, I am going to do it. Because the other thing is, it is fun for me. It is fun to podcast with, you know, with somebody that I see a lot and that I like. And it's fun to just sit there and talk. And then I get to listen to them. I get to go back and listen to it and just listen to how they interact with me and I get to hear our vibe. When I'm with someone, it's just, you know, of course you're focused and you're in it and you're not taking it in from a third party point of view. Of course, how can you? You can't. It's the same as, you know, watching yourself, have sex with somebody. Like, oh, by the way, we made some hot fucking videos. Oh my God. Sweet Jesus. Yes. 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 I'll tell you the best one. The best one. Well, they're all good. They're all good. They're all fucking hot. And you know, I'm like, damn it, we look fucking hot together. I mean, I'm watching this shit and I'm like, Jesus, we're good. It's hot. Yes. Very hot. But the best one he took, and I didn't know that he did this. He snuck this one in on me. He turned his phone on, you know, and got the video going and put it right underneath. I mean, it was like centered perfectly. I don't know how he got this shot. It really was just luck. I mean, that he laid the phone in the right place. But he was fucking me from behind. You know, my head's down in the pillow, my ass is up, and he's just pumping into me, and I am wet and dripping, and you can hear all the sounds. And then he comes, and you can see him coming in me, and it was, I mean, balls contracting, just it, you could see it like shooting in. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, sweet Jesus. I mean, it really, like, it's, oh, fuck, it's hot. It's so goddamn hot. If everybody out there that has a partner that's willing, like, if you've never seen yourself coming inside, or girls, if you've never seen your partner, like, that, you don't get to see that. You don't get to see that. So, especially women, we don't get to see that. Fucking video it. It is so goddamn hot to watch. It will make you come again and again and again and again. I could just watch that thing on a loop. I mean, it's only like 30 seconds, a little 30-second snippet, but Jesus. Hot. All right. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave on that note. Going to sign off. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Please send your questions and comments. You know where to do it. You're going to listen to the little outro on the way out. It'll tell you if you don't know. And keep listening, because I'm going to do my best to finish with a bang. All right. Bye, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.